The other interesting thing that happened during that time, or even up to now, that despite the fact that we left the islands to come here to a complete strange world, to speak strange languages, and to be mixed up with strange people, we still maintained strongly the identity and culture that was with us when we were back home. And as a result of that, we realized that by just being on the mainland, we would lose the richness of our culture would die after a generation like myself, if I can speak my own language. If I die, my kids will not be able to speak my language if I don't teach them. So, of course, that led to an idea that we must be able to retain our identity and culture, and this can only be taught to our kids through our own education system.
Se escuta na terra quem for santo, não se encobre um só rosto com dois mantos, nem se cura do mal quem só tem pranto, nenhum canto é mais triste que o final.
We'll be right back. zombi.
Zombi, oh zombi.
Zombi, oh zombi.
Zombi, oh zombi.
Zombi no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombi.
Zombi no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie.
Zombie no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie.
Zombie no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie.
Zombie no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie.
Zombie no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie.
Zombie no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie.
Zombie. Joro jara joro, no break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro, tell him to go kill. A joro jara joro, no break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro, tell him to go quench. A joro jara joro, no break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro, go and kill.
Joro jara joro,
go and die.
Joro jara joro,
go and quench.
Joro jara joro,
put up all the verse.
Joro jara joro,
go and quench.
Joro jara joro,
go and kill.
Hey guys, welcome to Kai Radio. So that was Fela Kuti with a song called Zombie. And that particular one was a selection by Brother Kawaka, who is here in the studio with us. So we decided to do the episode slightly differently today. We obviously started with some Brazilian sounds, and then we played a song that he had requested. And he's got a few more songs that he's going to share with us. And he's going to tell us the story behind the songs as well. You know, like the memories that he has when he first heard the song or what the song means to him. So that was his selection, Fela Kuti with a song called Zombie. Brother Kawaka, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We are also in the studio with Shubet, our co-host. Brother, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Very good, man. So Shubet has also prepared a few songs, which he'll share with us as well. And then he'll get to tell us the story behind the tracks as well. Zombie, yeah. Fela Kuti. Fela is like, you know, a legend of African music. If you, like, whether you grew up in Africa or not, you've probably heard of him. And that particular song is a big one. Like, that's one of his big songs that most people, and strong message as well in the song.
That's true, yeah. So to me, as our kids, and we grew up in Africa during that time, Zombie was a big track. I think I remember he was released in 1970 something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is evaluation of most people when they go to Europe. Mm-hmm. They study something to become more official, kind of like getting professionalism out of music. Mm-hmm. But Fela Kuti, when he went to Europe, and I remember he was studying something else, but he turned to the music, and he became more influence of talking about what's happening in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And that time was a struggling between the powers of the people who get independence and mm-hmm. the people who are getting the power but used as a puppet, not looking after local.
Mm-hmm.
And that track, he was like waking people up about it. Come on, guys, we're fighting for independence. Mm-hmm. Now you African leaders, instead mm-hmm. of like looking for our goals, what was to get independence, mm. but you became colonizing our own people.
Mm.
So that track was really meaning, and also thinking about the police being used to brutalize the local people who raise their voice because of what the one person doesn't like what other people opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the things about us as an African, we scare about someone telling us when we go wrong, instead we want everyone to worship us. So that track is really something that I feel like everyone was very aiming to see the true side of.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Yeah. Which part of Africa did you grow up in or were you born in?
I originally from East Africa country called Tanzania.
Tanzania.
But back then, the borderies and about which side of Africa was very not very popular because in that time, the struggle of independence, Tanzanian hostie, people fighting for independence in Mozambique, South Africa, and all those types. So it was like you walk in country, but you find Africans. After independence, the borders became so about, I'm Tanzanian, I'm Kenyan, I'm West Africa. So that times it was no such a thing.
My uncle was in Tanzania, actually in exile in Tanzania, for, you know, like the military wing of liberation movements.
Right.
And is this so would you be like Zanzibar or Dar es Salaam?
No, so I was a little bit, my father get exposure because he was working with the East Africa when before independence. So he was working with a company which is British, and they were taking their lock workers, and he was working around Tanzania. So we start from southern part, we go to middle and north, so everywhere. But the end of my journey where I became teenager was in Bagamoyo,
where
East Africa was close to Zanzibar.
And you were a teacher as
I'm professional as a teacher.
Because were you a teacher back home?
Back home, yes. I was a teacher for over nine years I was teaching, before I moved to Australia.
Yeah.
And what kind of, what were you teaching in Africa, actually?
So I'm in social studies, which is like a history, languages, and geography. But mostly when you go, this is called art combination with high level. So art was my combination,
And then you got to Australia.
Yeah.
When did you get here?
Oh, remember the 10 years ago I moved here by choice, not because of not because of the financial or anything, just because I get work along and I want to explore the world, and
of course,
like, just move over.
Yeah.
And I met my lady, and that's how we move over again.
I get you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then you continued your art journey, obviously, when you got here, which wouldn't have been easy, right? Because now you're suddenly in a new country.
That's it.
You have all this knowledge and all these skills, but maybe not people to teach or the connections to link you up to. How was that?
Yeah, so it was very hard to integrating in a society that you never growing up with.
Yeah.
Because normally, as we know, that we nature of the human, you need connection around. And when I came, I have to restart making connection. As you know, that is in Western culture, people little bit lean back when you go too fast to them.
True.
I mean, when you're introducing and you want to get a friendship, people's like, no, I just need to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
For African culture, we don't have such a thing. So you come in Tanzania, straight away, you say, like, hey, how are you, bro? You having coffee? You make connections straight away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you boarding a bus, which traveling about 9 hours in the bus. You buy something, the next to you, he doesn't have a money, you just all fight. That's how connections start. To make things short, when I came, I was struggling to find connection around. The only thing that makes me so easy connect was in music and drumming. I remember was where I was living, it was one guy, he ran a drum cycle, and I saw in Facebook, and it's like, you wanna go there? And it's like, yeah, I might go there. Being in mind that djembe is an instrument from West Africa. So for me, I was like, yeah, I'll go there and watch. And I went there and I found a lot of people. And although most of them, they didn't know me, but we just find we link in straight away. And that was the beginning of my journey of doing more Western drumming cycle. And I found the connection through music. And that's why I feel like this is a very strong for me to
Powerful.
Do drumming around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so what do you do as far as drumming? Because you are, you know, like we know you as an artist.
Yes.
There's a bunch of things that you do, though.
Right.
So drumming is one of them. What else do you do?
So I do also painting myself
as
a subtype, because I also professional painter. I'm using Swahili art, interpreting. It's kind of art which, like, where the indigenous art, which is like you tell a story through the art. It's called Swahili. So that's all my art I'm doing. But apart from that, also to struggle and pay my bills, I'm a youth worker because I have a big experience working with young people in a primary school and secondary school. So I got, I went to school here and I got my diploma in community service and some studies, ongoing studies. So I do as a youth worker by the time, and I do art as a sidekick.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful.
And your drum, because I saw on your Insta you are part in the market, and I saw you sell many drums. But do you make your drum or you?
So yeah, so the drums are my friend is making them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a big market, but I'm doing the painting. My painting I put in a shop. So in an exhibition of a fashion show is coming up on this Saturday. That's okay. Where I put in my vendor, so I display my work. Although, as I said, like it's very hard to manage between work and your art. So when I get opportunity like this, someone invite me, there's this event, I want you to display your art, that's where I'm going, and I try to collaborate with it.
Now, we've got another song that we're going to play you now, and it's a song from my brother Shube.
What's your song, man?
It's your turn, bro.
It's my turn.
Okay. So it's a song called, no, I think it's by Bebe Manga.
Is Bebe Manga.
Bebe Manga.
Amio.
The song is called Amio.
Yeah,
is that right?
Amio. Yeah, yeah.
Le monde est
Le monde est ma maison.
Ma maison.
Yeah, it means the world.
The world is my home. House.
Yeah, in my home.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, this song is amazing. I was like, actually, it's more like my dad and my mom when I was young. This song was everywhere we were going, like events or doing, this song was playing everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's just stay in my head. And every time I heard this song, I'm so happy because, you know, when you're young, you don't really listen the lyrics.
Yeah.
But after that, you listen and you say, man, that's true, you know?
Yeah.
And when you send me the message and say, oh, find the track, I send you this one and I listen again and I had the same feeling, like
the same feeling.
The world is my house.
It's crazy because when you sent me the track and I had a look at it, and then and I hate reading comments, but I did go read the comments on, because I watched it on there's a video on YouTube. And I watched it, and there was actually a comment from someone from Guadeloupe who was like, oh man, I used to listen to this in Guadeloupe growing up.
So
the artist is from Guadeloupe?
No, she's an African artist.
She's from Congo or?
I think so. She's an African artist, and because at this time, there's some African music, but not a lot. Was a lot of like.
Are you talking about in France? Got you.
And in Guadeloupe as well. So it was more like West Indies music, like Zouk and everything. Bit of African music after. But when she came and she came with this song,
she opened.
Because when you listen, the song is African talking, but the music behind is a bit like mix of tradition, African and a bit island things, you know? And people just like linking that song, and in Guadeloupe, because Guadeloupe, same at the beginning, they were gonna listen a lot of music, African music, but this song just come like, you know, come like everywhere, and everyone feel the same, and people could dance like, because it's more couples dancing. So you can share. So this track is still amazing.
That's beautiful. So that's Bebe Manga with a song called Amio. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. That was a beautiful song that we undoubtedly all danced to in the studio, all three of us in this little studio. we might have something. I'm going to ask, Kawaka is obviously here and he's here with his drum, and I feel like it would be an injustice to let him go without giving us a sample of something, right?
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
So he gave us another song, and this one people will be familiar with it, actually, even here in Perth and in Australia, because I know Lucky Dube was a big artist. People knew of him. Definitely in Africa, most people know about him, and maybe other parts of the world as well. And I know that, you know, like in communities here, in remote communities, he was quite popular. Maybe in the 90s here as well. Yeah. And the song that you chose was Different Colors?
Different Color, yes.
Uh-huh. And now, I remember watching this video as a kid because, right, I went on YouTube and I was like, oh, which song is that? And I was like, oh my God. And it brought back so many memories.
Yeah.
So that was like probably like early 90s South Africa, I would say, maybe. Or would it be late 80s, early 90s?
So it was in the 90s, yes. And they actually, I think they got in 94, that's where. So this song was huge because, as you know, that South Africa was a huge country, giant of Africa, but the apartheid things, it was so huge that all Africans are crying for that. And the Western world a little bit not giving so much about what's happened there. But when Lucky Dube coming with this song, it actually wasn't saying about hating each other. It's about we are the same people.
Yeah.
We might have different color or look, but why can't we live in harmony? And that song, even though was singing in English, but for Tanzanian, most people related with that because of our background. We were under Germans and then Arabics and then British.
Yeah.
And all these people, they come and then we got our independence peaceful and the rest of us, we live in harmony. Why doesn't happen in South Africa and other in the world? So this one, Different Colors, it was a huge song and still I feel like the same in what's going on now. Like you walking, you feel like, oh, am I out of tone, my colors? You know, even our biracial kids now, you feel like, I hope they don't get segregation with the colors of the tones.
Can I ask you about that? So with you having biracial kids in Australia, and obviously there's the need, I imagine, on your behalf to instill, you know, part of your culture, and there's a need on your partner's behalf to, you know, maybe not so much of a need from her because their kids live in that environment.
That's true,
so she doesn't have to make so much of an effort.
Yeah.
Whereas I imagine you'd have to make.
So it's like quite like you need to navigate your way, as you know that you looking your own experience. At the same time, sort of you try to figure out their position in society, especially for them because they're growing up over here. So the need of them to introduce to my culture is obviously like talking to them, share the music. As you said, you talk about your music, your parent was singing or playing.
Yeah.
The same to me. I always play my music, so I introduce to them. At the same time also, I took them home and I give this talking around with a Skype call, Zoom call with my family. It was shock for them the first time they go there because they was like, daddy, everyone look like you here, no one looks like mommy. It's like, yeah, that's true. I feel the same when I'm in Australia. But I'm just feel like I'm in a way that I feel strong navigating them to know, find their identity, because I won't force them to be like me because I grew up with both parents as Africans. But for them, both of them, I need them to understand, like my parents, if one is from Africa, Tanzania, and one from Scotland, so they need to figure out how they're balanced, because their self-identity is a big issue. You cannot tell someone. They can have to feel it. I hope by playing music, take them to my community, walk them through. When they're talking, they come with a question about why you say this, why you look like this. I have to explain them in a harmon way that they understand it's not a bad thing to discuss about it. So it's huge, but we try to find our ways to introduce to our kids.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So yeah, that's gonna be lead us to the next track. So Lucky Dube, and yeah, that's the track.
It's just wanted to say something about Lucky Dube.
Yes.
Because now you say Lucky Dube from France.
Yeah.
And for us we're Lucky Dub.
Uh-huh.
And when you say Lucky Dube, I was like, who's that? And after when you talk about the son, I say, oh, Lucky Dub. He was a really huge in France as well in the reggae community.
Yeah.
And I remember I talked to you once with you about him, and I said, and I didn't know he was from South Africa.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, Jamaican artist. And after more and more I was in the reggae, so there's many South African artists was involved in the reggae music.
Yeah. So there's still a big reggae scene over there. And I mean, I grew up around that. I tried to steal a Rasta's tire once. I don't know why I tried to do that.
But you got a big Ethiopian community as well, no?
Yes. Mainly in the Joburg CBD.
Yeah.
Mm. Huge community. That's the song that's going to come up next, and we'll see you on the other side of that.
Singing this song, let the whole world
Like we promised, we said we were going to ask Brother
Kawaka,
to
give us a sample of
bless us with a sample of something. No pressure, though.
No. That's good. Yeah, I'm only taking my drum out.
Well,
my
we'll case, give him. So we'll give him a bit of time.
Yeah.
To get his drum out, and you should see this drum, though.
And it's a gold color.
Yeah. Do you have a, like, you obviously have something planned.
So this is one of the rhythm we, as we grow up as a teenager, yeah. We sit down the beach.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, well, see, for us, socializing before, it wasn't really going to the soccer. It was about the after the school hours, studying hours, we sit down the beach, and when we sit there, people start a rhythm, and that rhythm, when it starts to build up, everyone, one person will come up with one song, particular any topic that you talk with, and other people will sing it. When it's fade away, someone will come up on top of that one. So it's like creating a freestyle, but sometimes we're talking about issues. Yeah. I might be talking about you, what you did to me, in harmony way, that you respond to me. Actually, I respond to you the way that what you did to me. So it's kind of like a discussion,
nice discussion.
Which
yeah.
has no fighting in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
always bring spread peace.
Yes. Yes.
Even for the drum. Yeah. That's great.
Yes. So that's the rhythm I'm gonna play, and feel free if you have any topic you wanna say about it.
If we wanna answer the song. Okay. Cool.
Ready.
Singa choi gue, darling.
Welcome back on Kai Radio. I'm still here with my brother, Shu Betts, and we've got our guest in the studio, Mr. Kawaka. We are obviously towards the end of the episode now, and we're going to get Kawaka, I guess, to tell us, in case people want to follow him, what he's got coming up in the next few weeks, few months. I think he's part of a fashion show that's happening this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about that and then plug your social media as
right.
well?
Right. Yeah. So this show is called African Fashion Show 2023 and it's happening at Vasco Balakata.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And this show is more about the Africans' clothes and design around, and I'll have my vendor there. Welcome, everyone. I'll be there.
I'll say you've got a stall.
I got a store, and the idea is, it's not about just coming there and buy only. Just I want you not to support me by that, but also it's a good idea to make connection and hear, ask me a question, because most people, they might have some question, they never had it. So for me to be there, it's like a opportunity to talk to you about what you want to ask me about. It could be art, it could be my background, it could be what inspired me to do those things. It's kind of things, a story that behind what I'm making. And as well, for those people who like to follow me, I'm the founder and creator of Kawaka Art in Instagram and Facebook. Please just follow me. And I do sometimes I do Paki group painting class, more about the therapeutics. We sit down having picnics, we learn about painting a little bit Swahili. I do the groups as well, and also I'm part of the Akwaba drumming cycle, which do school program for the young people, harmony weeks, cultural days. So we are booking through Akwaba. So please just join me and follow me, or pop any question in my DM Instagram. I'll do back as possible. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Now, one last question for you, Brother
two.
Kawaka.
Yeah.
Oh, you got two?
Two?
Okay, you go. You go.
I'm curious from your name, Kawaka.
Kawaka, yes.
What, there is a meaning?
Can you
tell me, or can you tell us what is?
So mean? First, I need to come clear. So my first name is Nzige.
Nzige.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my last name is Kawaka.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
So, as you know, that most of the parents that days, they were given a name according for where you come from. The name can express which tribe are you. And the names can also express which level in a kid's number you are.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay. So firstborn or lastborn.
Yeah, if you're firstborn, and sometimes if you're the first male or the last male, that's these kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay. So my name in general, Nzige, because we are, I'm a mix of Bemba and Luguru people. So Bemba is from Zambia, but they are part of it when they cut the border, they are in Tanzanian. So we are Tanzanian Bemba related, and my mom is from Morogoro, which is Tanzania, is the mid of Tanzania, in mid of center of Tanzania. So my name Kawaka is like sun, means of sunrise or sunshine. So
beautiful.
That's how the meanings were. It's called Kawaka. So sunshine is a more meaning of it. So in a simple sense, it's the summer boy. Yeah. Because people, they say with the weather or with the season, you can be the rain season.
Yeah.
Not so many people, they want to be born in the rain season.
So interesting, because same concept that you explained applies, I'm sure, in different parts of the world, but in my country as well. So I can think of a girl's name that would be the equivalent of that. So would be Nomalanga, which literally means like person of the sun. Like,
right.
But it's a female name.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But nowadays, names are very changed. You go home, you find someone is called Abdul Manak in my family, someone called Joseph. It's different.
What does Nzige mean?
Nzige means grasshopper. So
grasshopper.
Yes. So we are the farmers, the seeds or the keeper of the land. Yes. That's the meaning of Nzige.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So
that's beautiful.
We are the land. The protector of the land,
our tribe.
So protector of the land, sunshine.
That's
it.
Last question.
Yes.
What gets you up and excited about life and about the future and about living here?
Right. What gets me? That's a huge question. First of all, I think when I reflect my childhood, and I saw how beautiful it was when I was a kid to be explored with so many different cultures between Tanzania. It's inspired me now to feel like actually I can share a lot, because generation now, they miss those life, because even my own town, when you go there, people who used to live there, now they're gone. And everything is modern, and people, they don't connect with culture. So for me, I feel like a part of me is spreading the culture in a good way that people, they misinterpreted it. That's what keeps me always feeling like it's a good thing to be awake and talk to even one person or two person who ask me about my name, where I come from, rather than someone just like, oh, so you coming from, did you see the war? You know, those are the question you get. Someone's like, ah, so are you fighting a lot? It's like, no, actually, in Tanzania, we never even see 10 people. Just get killed by bullet. We never see. But that's the one of the things. Second is like seeing the environment changing, because for me, when I grew up, I have a sense of smell of my land, you know, where I grow up. There's a land smell. Yeah. There's a food smell. And then nowadays, if you go there, that smell is gone, because everything modern.
Yeah.
But when I'm here, I also... is something different. Like I walk on the street, I say, like, oh, that is actual barbecue stuff. This is that's how they do it in the summer here. This is McDonald's, it smell like that.
Yeah.
And that's the things like actually you make connection. You feel like actually for me, waking up every day feeling I'm Kawaka is I need to relocate my mind back to where I come from and those good history I have them and try to make it more with where I am. So such like being a man of the past, living in the present, stepping in the future, become the wise one. That's how I'm trying to become.
Wow. That is absolutely beautiful, bro.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Do you wanna share yours?
Mine? Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know.
I got you, bro.
It's a bit difficult, but I understand. I really understand what you mean.
No, just like what makes you, like, you know, excited about life? Like, you wake up today and you're like, oh, man, let me go and interview Kawaka.
Yeah, what makes me happy is that now from today, be here in Australia, I can do things I want to do, like I'm doing with you, bro. You know, that's so it. Now we've got like...
You're getting it. He's crying here
no.
in the studio.
But seriously, man. It's
for real.
I'm doing something now today.
Yeah.
Something I always fought and I always wanted to. And now I feel, it's possible. And we are doing it, you know.
100%.
And for me, it's like, it's amazing, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I try in France, I try... And the connection is a bit different. Here, people, they're ready to give you a hand or share your story. Or, you know, they don't look at you on side. It's why not? Yes, let's do this, you know. And that, I appreciate that, seriously. And I think with my head, I do the best things in my life now.
100.
Yeah. After my son, for sure.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And you, what about you?
From you.
For me, it's kind of the same, like almost the same as you, Schubert, and to a degree, like the same as yourself as well. You know, like you lean more towards your culture when you are physically away from it. And I found that to be true with me, where I dig deeper into it because it's so far. Like when it's close, you kind of take it for granted.
Yeah, that's
because it's close and it's everywhere.
Everywhere,
and
it's
what you know.
Yeah.
And then when you are away from that, suddenly all these things are missing. Sometimes it takes you a while to figure out what's missing, but when you do, you're like, oh man. And obviously, you know, the human connections that we try to build through this show, like connecting to people, having you come here and tell us about your story. I mean, an hour is not even long enough to have these conversations, but we try to have them in an hour.
Yeah.
And for me, what gets me excited and you know, like it's not even the events that we do. It's not the money that we could make. Great to, like, we have to be realistic. We all need money. We live in a world that's capitalistic. So we have to abide by those rules to some degree. But at the same time, you know, there's things that are long lasting that we can aim for, things that are legacy that we can aim for. And I hope that this show, you know, it's not that now for sure, but I hope that in the future, I can look back and be like proud and say, oh man, like we did something there, you know? And that's what it is for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We call it 100%. Baby step.
It is. Exactly. But it's a good baby step.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But thank you, gents. This was beautiful. We'll do it again some other time. Please make sure if you are around on Saturday, Barkata Kawaka is going to be there at the African Fashion Show. He's going to be exhibiting some of his work.
Yep.
Go out there and support him. And we'll see you again next week.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
Peace.
Even in the coldest weather, birds of a feather fly together, moving south for the warmer weather. Turbulent times call for extreme measures. The heart beats, even in the coldest weather, birds of a feather fly together, moving south for the warmer weather. Turbulent times call for extreme measures. The heart beats, even in the coldest weather. Birds of a feather fly together, moving south for the warmer weather. Turbulent times call for extreme measures. The heart beats, even in the coldest weather. Birds of a feather fly together, moving south for the warmer weather.
Turbulence and pulse is about the movement of time, musically and historically. We are interested in how time moves in and through different historical moments and processes, and how time moves in and between various musical traditions. Further, turbulence and pulse is interested in what the movement of time within one of these spaces can illuminate about the movement of time in the other. For example, one important thing about time in music, particularly in improvised music, free music, is the fact that time itself, the feeling of time, time's movement or its signature, the sense of time, in front, behind, pushing and pulling in different directions, is very clearly produced by the group of musicians playing together. Their individual times working and weaving to constitute and articulate a sense of ensemble time. This is useful to remember when we think about history. What time in music, its nature as a collective product, teaches or reminds us about time in history is that time and how it moves is produced by people working together. For the oppressed, being dispossessed as we are of the means of movement and being subject to the time of others, music is one space where we can autonomously articulate, define, and live in our own sense of time. The world as we see and experience it today, through all the violence, tyranny, exploitation and oppression, can seem overwhelming and stuck in place, unmoving and impossible to shift. History also can seem like a story outside of us, outside of and beyond ourselves, taking place on a level far removed from us everyday folks. But Music Time reminds us that history is also a collective product. History, the movement of historical time, is produced by people. People organizing to intervene in, challenge and change the dynamics of their reality. This realization has liberatory potential. The fact that history and present society have been made by people means that the future will also be made by people, by us. So despite living and working in conditions neither of our making or our choosing, we can indeed make time, make history. Turbulence and Pulse is about the imperative and the impulse to make time.